What's the mentality going into this year, understanding that every team's going to give you their best shot this year? Thank you.
We talk about the rumors that we've had since after the finals, just about how we're going to have to be better the following season. I think I would say we'll surprise everyone, but I think everyone's aware of who we are now. Like I said, we're returning the same group pretty much. I think just how can we be better? How can we improve what we built and have another great season?
Yeah, Henry Bushnell from Yahoo Sports. Dalton, I'm wondering if you can think big picture. You've been in the league for over a decade now, various different teams. How have you seen the league change around you over the past, 10, 11, 12 years? Are there any specific ways in which it's really different now?
Yeah, a lot of ways. I mean, stadiums, training facilities, players that come into the league, the young players, just the level of competition, the level of the players, that makes it improve a lot, which is a testament to the league and what they're trying to do and how they're trying to be seen around the world. And, I think it's a destination for guys that come to them.
Jonathan Tannenbaum of the Inquirer. As you've had a little while now to reflect on your latest championship ring, what does it say to you that the Crew were able to win a title playing the kind of stylish soccer that they did in a league that's long been very physical and has a lot of counter-pressing teams in it? And do you think it's, continue to be sustainable for the long term with Wilfried as the manager?
Yeah, definitely. I think Wilfried's come in, done a great job, not just coaching, but managing the group. I definitely think it's sustainable. Very detailed, but I think not just him, but the crew and the organization, they've done a great job bringing in players that believe in what he's trying to do. So I think it's definitely sustainable, in my opinion.
Hi, Darlington. Steve Goff from the Washington Post. You guys are the defending champions. Cincinnati's had the supporter shield. Miami's going to have a full year with Messi and his friends. How do you see them impacting the league and the league race over the course of a long year as opposed to the quick hit late last year?
Obviously, one of the greatest to ever do it. He's got a great coach, Tata, who I work with in Atlanta, so definitely looking forward to big things from them. How they're going to impact the league, we definitely expect them to be running for MLS Cup and all the competitions that they're in. So, like I said, it just makes the league better, makes the players better, draw more players that want to come to the league and be a part of it. So it's definitely exciting. I'm happy to be a part of it too.
Darlington, going back to your long tenure in the league and the changes you've seen throughout the years, how much more competitive is it now? And how is that affecting, the day-to-day of the league and how the game is played here in the United States?
No, it's great. It's great. Whenever you get good players, especially young players that are not just coming here using this as a stepping stone, but guys that are coming here and want to be a part of a team and want to win championships, I think it's great for the league. And I think when the competition is better, the product is better, it just makes it all more and more enjoyable, in my opinion. Winning and being part of a good team, good coaches, so I think everything is just improving in the league.
Hi, how are you, Darlington? Alonso Contreras from Air Sport Network. A month ago, you guys were the MLS Cup champions. How to reset the mindset so you guys do not let the emotions go and concentrate for the next season, all the tournaments coming in?
I think we just got to focus on what we did last year. Use it for confidence, but not we're not still because of it. And I think if you just think about last year and what we did last year, you forget about the present and what you're trying to achieve this year. So I think we'll celebrate it. We're done celebrating, and we're looking forward to a new season and being able to repeat what we did the previous year.
Okay. Kyle Bonagher with ESPN. I think this is the earliest start for MLS ever. A lot of competitions. How does that wear on your body over the course of the year, and how do you prioritize the different competitions? And specifically, where does the Open Cup fall into that kind of ranking of competitions? Thanks.
I think it's tough. Like you said, more games, more competitions, and that's where I've seen the league grow. So now you have an opportunity to have more.
Literally, use Darlington first.
They're talented, so you can rotate your squad a little bit more. But like you said, all these games, all these competitions, it's up to the organization, the coaches, to see how they approach each one. I think it's difficult to try and win everything, even though obviously you try to. But it's tough. can't have guys playing every single game. That's how injuries happen. But hopefully we do a good job managing that, and hopefully we do well in each competition that we're in and find that balance between league and all the cups. You know, an Open Cup, your team approaches it differently. But I think the club that I've been part of, we try to win everything that we've been we've played in. So I think that goes the same for Open Cup before.
Back left.
Darlington, Tim Reynolds with the AP here in Miami. Kind of along those lines, it's a great problem to have when you play in the last game of the season. But what was this offseason like? Because it does feel like yesterday you guys were still playing and here you are already. Do you feel as though you had enough time to reset? Do you feel as though you had enough time to close the door on 2023 and really start prepping the mind for what's coming over the next 10 months?
It's kind of, like you said, a good and bad thing. Good because, you know, you maintain some type of physical shape. You just played a month ago, and then mentally you're still kind of in that mindset of playing games, you know. But I think if something does need to be said about getting the right amount of rest. And I think, like, if we get the right amount of rest, I'm not sure yet. We'll see. We'll see how the season starts and how we're able to handle it. Short off season, but I'm looking forward to it. I think it's always exciting when you get a chance to be in your competitions or competitions that you haven't been in for a long time. So hopefully we do well in all of them.